Hey guys, it's Izzy here. Welcome to another episode of Woke Wellness. I was watching something earlier on YouTube and they were talking about free writing. And I thought, do you know what? That's actually what I want my podcast to be, but with my voice. So sometimes I'm just going to, well, most of the time, I'm just going to talk to you about what's going on in my mind. And lately it's been a lot about Instagram and followers and engaging with audiences. But also just about censorship online. And if you should censor yourself, if you can hear that noise in the background, that is my microwave. It's 10 o'clock nearly. And I am making some microwave broccoli. And I'm currently eating some berries with some cream. But yeah, so this is me just talking to you without censoring myself. So you're going to hear that beep very, very shortly, I'm sure. I was also thinking that I want to get you guys involved in the podcast. And I work with loads of like amazing fitness pros, and I'll ask some of them to come on. However, I'm really interested in you. Why you're listening to this, what you're doing, how you got into fitness, you know, what your routine is, your favourite classes. I want to know your stories. I told you that beep was going to go off. So I'm going to post a little something in here that means that you can leave voicemails or maybe even ask me some questions, and I'll put them in for next time. So if you want to put your questions to me, you are going to send a message to wearewokewellness@gmail.com. That is wearewokewellness@gmail.com. So I'm really struggling with Instagram, and I don't know why. It's one of those things that Instagram, I have a love-hate relationship with it. I feel like it's really great. I'm not going back, not until like I get loads and loads of followers, and then I'll make it cleaner for you guys, the edit. But I love talking to my people. Now, you know that I'm a fitness instructor and I've been working in London and I'm pretty successful at what I do. However, there are other opportunities I'd like to pursue. And I feel that if I have a greater Instagram audience, it's going to be easier for me to pursue those opportunities. Now, how do you grow that audience authentically? Now, I don't know if you know this, but if you follow certain accounts on Instagram, people will see you in a certain algorithm and then you'll get followers, and it's like this perpetual thing. So you might end up following 36 people, but that will actually give you 75 followers. And then your job is to hold on to them. And part of me is like, I think I probably said that a lot, don't I? Part of me is like that. I told you I'm going to go off on tangents. I hope you're having a lovely day. And thank you for listening to this. Yeah. Oh, I've got nervous now.